Hey, I'm Scott. I am an American in Bangkok. And today, we're going to talk about how Thailand isn't the only destination for people. And, you know, I know people might think that this is a bit contrary to the idea of my living here. But I try to give a balanced approach as to whether or not it's a good idea to live in Thailand, what it's like to live in Thailand, and what do I really think. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are just like, oh, yeah, man, everything's fantastic here. This is the greatest place on earth, and it's so wonderful. And I think that in many of these cases, not all, but in many of these cases, the people are delusional. I mean, just to put it bluntly, I think that there are a lot of people who they accept just about everything. And while I do believe that, you know, a certain amount of acceptance is definitely needed, I also think that there are some things that, you know, you don't have to live with. There are things that you can choose. You can choose to live elsewhere. I mean, you know, listen, Thailand has made it much more difficult to live in this country, the Thai government. Now, I think that they have the best intentions, actually. I mean, I don't necessarily think that it's, well, they don't like foreigners and they just want our money. I mean, I think that there is a certain percentage of truth to that. But I also think that that for the most part, they're trying to clean up their country to make it a better country. Maybe they want to be more like Singapore and be kind of first world and be safe. And they don't want things to be the same as in the past. And they want to grow and prosper and progress. And to them, progressing means not letting anybody who wants to come into the country come in for as long as they want, and with minimal requirements. I think that they are at the point now where they feel that, hey, you want to come into the country? There, you know, every other country has strict requirements. Well, not every other country, but I don't want to exaggerate. Most countries, especially first world countries, have requirements that if you are from a certain country, you need to provide proper documentation and qualifications in order to come to the country or to live in the country. So I think that that's something to think about. And what I get questions, one question that I get a lot of the time is, I'll get a guy, the guy, who knows what the hell he's doing? But he'll write me and say, so how do I come to Thailand? I mean, I got a message the other day from a guy. Can you tell me the procedure for moving to Thailand? Well, how the hell am I going to tell you to move to Thailand, if you can move to Thailand, or the procedure for moving to Thailand? Because it really depends on what do you have to offer the country. And I hate to sound political or any other kind of way that, if you know what I'm talking about. I forget what, you know, I don't want to sound JFK-ish. But when you're coming to Thailand, you have to be able to provide for yourself and you have to be able to add to the country. If you don't, why would they want you here? I mean, like, I get guys writing me all the time, I'm a welder, I'm a plumber, I'm a refrigerator repairman. I had one guy say, oh, I'm the manager of a big company in Canada. Well, not a big company. He said, I'm a manager of a company in Canada. And I'm really good at my job. I'd like to come and be a manager there in Thailand. Oh, really? So, like, what, you're going to take a Thai's job away and you think that's okay? I mean, I know that maybe in some countries like Canada and the United States, people can come in and take your job. But I don't think that's what the Thais want, especially seeing that there are a lot of people who, you know, they're trying to make a better living for themselves here and they want to work. So why are they going to just give it to some foreigner? Well, you know why? The only reason they would give it to a foreigner, to give the job to a foreigner, is because they are incapable of doing that particular job. In other words, it is a niche. And please don't ask me to get into it, but either that or you're working for an international company. Now, like I did say, welder. Well, guess what? You're not going to come and work for a welding company in Thailand. The chances of that are very, very slim. Now, you may come as if you are extremely experienced and you've got some special specialty that is unknown in Thailand. You may come and act as a consultant and be able to work here temporarily. Or you may be able to work for some company like maybe you work for Exxon on an oil rig or whoever the company is. You might work as a welder on an oil rig. It's an international company. They not only want Thais to work, but they also want foreigners because of whatever reason, whether it be because of the lack of qualifications of the Thais, whether it be because of communication problems, whether it be because just the way that the company is made up, they want to structure it as so that there's a certain number of Thais to a certain number of foreigners or whatever it might be. But I get these questions from guys, you know, hey man, how am I going to come over there? I'm 22 years old, I'm sick of America. Oh really? You're sick of America? Or you're sick of the UK? Well listen, I understand that, but guess what? Sometimes I get sick of Thailand. I mean, honestly, it's not a perfect place. And I'm definitely not denigrating the place. I'm not, I don't want to harp on the negatives. But let's face it, there are positives and negatives everywhere. I say this shit all the time. And people don't understand, and some people take it really negatively. Now, I had a guy the other day say to me, "You're a traitor. Don't come back to America. You've been living in Thailand for a long time. You're not an American." Oh, really? Listen, I'm as American as any other American, okay? And then earlier today, I had a guy write me and say, why do you keep saying you're an American? You're a fool. You're not an American. And I said, I'm born in America. I have an American passport. I'm an American citizen, and I am still allowed to vote. I am as American as any other American. Just because I decided to travel and go see the world and then ended up living in Thailand, I mean, you know, listen, if I was single, I don't know if I would be living in Thailand. Okay, I might be traveling around, but, you know, knowing myself, and knowing the fact that I like women and I tend to get, I always have tended to get involved in either a little mini relationship or a full-on relationship, or I just used to have girls coming around. I used to be involved with them, as whether it's friendship or, you know, friends with benefits, whatever it might be. But, you know, I got involved with a Thai woman. And, you know, it's like, it's as simple as that. Now we got a family in Thailand. But that doesn't mean that I stop being an American and I'm not relinquishing my American citizenship. And if it came down to me choosing between America and Thailand, I would choose America. Okay? I mean, I want to get that perfectly clear. Not that I really have to or owe it to anybody. But this guy said, "You're not, you know, what? I don't know why you say that." And then, you know, when I said that, he said, "Listen, you're from the United States. You're not from America. America's a continent." Well, actually, dumb shit, North America is a continent, and South America is a continent. You can say, he's from the Americas, and that's acceptable, but also people say America, short for United States of America, especially here in Thailand. So I don't know where this guy was coming from, but that's the thing, is that I'm an American. And I often think, I mean, I think about it every single day. I think about it on a regular basis. I mean, you know, sometimes I wake up and I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? I think what's going on with the world, and then I think, how does that relate to me? I'm constantly thinking about what's my plan? How is it, does it parallel my current plan? Does it affect my current plan? How do things work? Now, if Thailand was to say you need to have $2 million in the bank or you can't be living here retired, well, then obviously that would affect my plan because I don't have millions in the bank. I don't have a million either. But So I'm constantly thinking about the future. And I think it's very important because people in the United States, they look at, often, many men look as look at Thailand. They've been to Thailand on a couple of trips, and they remember that beautiful girl they had. They remember that wonderful time they had at the beach. They remember how friendly the people were. Okay, that is true, and this is a nice place to live. And I could go over and start talking to my neighbor, and we'll have a laugh, and, you know, okay, no problem. But you can do that in America, too. It's not like you can't. Now, I've got a buddy who was talking about how he got involved with some American chick. Well, you know, I mean, he's an American. He got involved in a relationship. And for some reason, his girl came over and was upset about something. Came over at like 3 in the morning, banging on his door, causing a ruckus. The police came. And from this point on now, he is hesitant to get involved with Western women because he said they've changed. And it really shocked me that he said that because I've always been under the impression that it really has to do with the guy. Now, he's a good dude. Yeah, he's not a wealthy guy. He's not even, I would say, you know, upper middle class or anything like that. He's, you know, he's a plumber, okay? But he's not a wealthy plumber. Let's put it that way, okay? And, you know, he's a struggling guy. You know what I mean? He works hard. He's got enough money to pay the bills. He's got some money left over to have a little fun. But, you know, he's still got to watch his money very closely. And he doesn't always have money for some things. But when he tells me something like this, and he is a stellar dude. I mean, he's first of all, he's a longtime buddy of mine. I've known him for 30 years. And he's a good dude. I would think that he would make a woman a good partner or a decent partner at the very least. I mean, you know, that's sometimes that's good enough. You don't always have to be awesome when you're involved with somebody, although some women might beg to differ and some men might beg to differ. But, you know, when he's starting to say these things to me and I'm like, dude, where are you going to be in another 15 years? You know, he can barely work now because of arthritis and what's going on. And I said, you know, maybe, you know, you might have to think about moving overseas. I don't know about that, man. I got my place here. I like it. It's paid for. I don't really want to go anywhere. I don't care about the women. Now, okay, if you don't care about the women, that makes it much easier. If you don't care if you got a wife or a girlfriend, it makes it much easier. You know. But I think it does, it really is important to understand that while you can, if you just say, listen, I'll tell you how I think the best way to approach moving to Thailand is, all right? I think if you say to yourself, hey, I'm going to sell the house, I'm going to sell everything I have, I've been to Thailand 3 or 4 times, I know all about it, I'm going to sell all my stuff, I'm going to put some stuff in storage, I'm going to bring some stuff with me, I've got $70,000 to my name. I've got $1,500 a month coming in. I'm going to be A-okay. Okay, you might be. But I think a better way to do things, if possible, and I know it's not always possible, is to say to yourself, I'm going to take an exploratory journey. And I always say this. I'm going to take a year. Listen, make sure, if your house is paid, you got nothing to worry about. You don't have to worry about paying your house. If you got money in the bank and you got enough, pay for the rent for a freaking a year or give up your place that you're living. Move everything into storage. It might be a lot cheaper. Whatever it takes. But come here and say, I'm going to give myself 6 months or a year. And I'll see how things go. And if I really like it, then I will decide to make the move. And it's going to cost more money, but in the long run, I think it's beneficial. Because I think a lot of guys come here and they, oh, man, I'm going to go. It's a fantastic place. There's so many women. It's going to be such a wonderful life. And they come, and after a year or so, or after a few months, the magic wears off. The honeymoon is over. And they start to realize that Thailand is like every other place. There are some wonderful things about it. Listen, the people can be extremely nice. But are you going to tell me that the people in the United States are not nice? I mean, listen, I go to the United States as a tourist. And I'm going back in about a month. And I'm really looking forward to it. Because I do not think that I'm going... If I walk up to somebody with a smile and I'm polite, I think most people will be polite to me. Okay? And for me, I can't say, fucking Americans. I got nothing bad to say about Americans. They are flawed just like every other human being on the earth. And I think it's about the mentality that you have, about your attitude. And I know people think I'm harsh on people online. And I am. And I wish it would be, it could be different. I wish that I could say, hey, listen, buddy, you know, I know your girl is a prostitute, but, you know, she's probably not the best girl for you. I think, you know, if you really want my advice, you might want to think about some kind of other girl. You know, that doesn't fly, man. Guys don't listen. And frankly, I don't know why I feel the need to even ever give advice on that anymore. Because most guys are not going to listen. It doesn't matter. They're not going to listen. So what good does it do? But I think that if you have that attitude of, you know, like, okay, listen, this is how it is. Everything is going to be fine and you'll be okay. And, you know, don't worry about it if you just give her $50,000. It's not a big deal. You'll learn from it. I think that that is extremely naive. And I think that there are ways to approach things. And listen, I got to say that, you know, when I go onto YouTube, understand something. I ratchet things up about 10 levels. I mean, do I ever get upset? Yes, of course I do in real life. I get upset sometimes, but very rarely. All right. If I get upset, most of the time it's with my wife. Okay? And we may get pissed off at each other and stomp off. We may yell at each other for 2 minutes. But after, you know, 15, 20 minutes, we're fine. I mean, you know, we know that sometimes we lose our temper and we understand that. But other than that, I mean, generally, I don't lose my temper with very many people. So when I go online, it's basically a persona. And while there is an element of that persona that is it's true and is actually me, for the most part, I try to be a pretty mellow individual and I get along with most Thais. Now, where I have a problem is when Thais blatantly are either corrupt with me, they're trying to weasel me out of some money, or they're trying to cheat me or whatever. Then I have a little bit different attitude. And a lot of times, what I've learned here is if you just keep calm and you don't raise your voice, generally, there are going to be no problems, at least physically. You can try to work through problems. And also, if you don't put yourself in a position of weakness or a position of disadvantage or a position where you just shouldn't be, generally you don't have problems that can't be solved simply by talking. Once in a while, yes, you do. Okay. And the other thing is that, listen, a lot of times I see these people, they've been killed, they were in Pattaya or Koh Samui and somebody got killed or somebody got beaten or something like this. You know, I hate to say this, but if you're in a tourist area and you are drinking and you're drunk or, not to say that this justifies anything that is done to the people, but I think that it makes it easier for people to take advantage of you. And let me tell you, as somebody who used to drink like a fish, I mean, I used to be a party animal. And not just with alcohol, but I used to drink tequila, I used to drink Jägermeister, B-52s. I mean, you name it, I would drink it. You know, Goldschlager. I mean, I used to live with two guys who were both bartenders in Newport Beach. And to say that we used to party is an understatement. So I know what it's like to be in that atmosphere. And when you are young, The testosterone is flowing. You don't want to put up with no shit from anybody. You're a little bit boozed up, you know, or you're tanked. And guys are messing with you. It makes for the occasional violent situation. And as I believe I said the other day, as I've grown older, I really don't want to get into any kind of a violent situation. Because the older you get, the better chance there is that you're going to get the shit kicked out of you. Okay? And I'm talking about me. And I don't want to get the shit kicked out of me. I already have a hard time physically. And I think a lot of people, you know, listen, as people get older, people have issues physically. Not always, but a large number of people, they got certain issues. They got little niggles, they got little pains, or they have major aches and pains. But I don't really worry about that. But what I do think about is that I have pains. I have issues. So I'm not capable of doing the same things that I used to be able to do. I used to have great footwork. I used to be able to bounce around, and I used to be able to, I mean, I used to be able to dance circles around people. I mean, my footwork was excellent, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it was one of my strong points, is that I was light on my feet. Now, obviously, I've gained weight. You know, I'm not 147 pounds anymore. I'm like 200 pounds. That's a big difference, but I still was fairly light on my feet for quite some time. Once I had a foot problem, I had, what was it called? It's where you get the thing in the heel. I forget the name of it. Plantar fasciitis. And that was so freaking painful. And it took me a whole year to get over that. A whole freaking year of physical therapy. I mean, going to physical therapy 3-4 times a week. And I've got arthritis in my hands. Bad. To where my hands cramp up and I can't move my hands sometimes. And I'm sitting there going, fuck, this is painful. And I used to go into the physical therapy, usually when I would go in for my plantar fasciitis, because it would save a trip. But I would go in and I'd dip my hands into hot wax. And then you'd sit there with the hot wax on your hands with a bag over your hand to keep the heat in. And it would help dissipate some of the pain. You get older and you try to, as people get older, I think they realize some of the things that they've done in the past are not the brightest things that they've done in their life. And I think that you learn from those. And if you don't learn from them, then you're in deep shit. And coming to any, I mean, really, listen, fighting in general, people lose nowadays because there are laws and rules that are meant to be adhered to. And when you don't, you either end up in jail. Maybe you get lucky and you get away, but eventually it catches up to you. And, you know, I got a family, I got kids, and I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is, but something clicked in me a little while back to where I just don't have the same aggression. Maybe it is because of age, testosterone, whatever, but I just don't have that same aggression. And I really like being in peaceful environments. You know, this is the thing. I mean, I've been talking to my wife lately, and one thing that we're going to do, even in the next couple of years while the kids are still in school, is that when the kids have their break, we may say, all right, we're out of here. Let's go. We're going to go to Bali. We're going to go to Vietnam. We're going to go back to America, whatever it might be. But we're going to start. The kids get out of school, I think it's like 2 or 3 times during the year. They have 2 or 3 breaks. I still don't know because I never can get a straight answer and I don't always have the exact dates. But we're going to start traveling and basically we're going to stay gone for weeks or a couple of months at a time. So instead of being an American in Bangkok, I'm going to be an American in Bali or an American in Ha Long Bay or an American in the United States, whatever it might be. But I think that that's something that when you come to the country, you need to understand that there are fantastic things about the country, and there are some negatives. I was complaining the other day about the women in the bathroom. the old ladies who clean the basically they clean up the mall. They always seem to be in the bathroom. Now that's not a big deal. I mean, honestly, I mean it's just a little. It's not even an irritation, really, but it's just like, oh Jesus, you know, honey, get out of my way. I mean, unless you want me to whip my schlong out in front of you, which you know, hey, I don't have a problem with it, but you know, I prefer that I go into the toilet or the restroom and I have my breathing room, if or my space, so to speak. But I mean, there are some irritants, okay. And I'm not talking about, you know, the ties stand in front of an elevator and, you know, you're standing there going, excuse me. And they, for some reason, they got to make their decisions in front of the elevator. That's pretty minor. Okay. But what I'm talking about is more of the changing attitude towards foreigners. I'm talking about the corruption. I'm talking about the rising cost. And they are rising. And I'm talking about the fact that there are many, many other places that you can go live. So Thailand is not necessarily the end all, you know, and this is the thing. And yeah, the other day I had a guy write me and go, ah, you're making all these videos for what? Are you getting rich from these videos? I don't think so. I think you're ruining Thailand for people. Listen, buddy, Thailand is a place that if I don't talk about it, somebody else is talking about it. And it's not me talking about it is not going to change the world and make so many people come to the country that the country's going to be overrun. It's been overrun for many, many years, okay? Because I've been here for almost 21 years now, and I've seen it from 21, 22 years ago when I first started visiting to now, and it's a different place. I can't go really anywhere without seeing a foreigner. I mean, it used to be I went into the Mall Bonkapi and I saw one foreigner, maybe two foreigners at most. Now I see 25 or 50. Now I go into Starbucks and the place is half full with foreigners. Okay, I used to be the only foreigner, or there'd be one or two foreigners, including myself. There'd be two foreigners, maybe there'd be one other person that was a foreigner in Starbucks. This is, say, 10, 15 years ago. 10 years ago. And now there's a whole group of guys. I mean, I go in, I see the same guys all the time. Hey, what's going on, buddy? Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, have you seen so-and-so? Hadn't been here in a while. You know, I mean, there's a handful of guys. And I'll tell you something. Very rarely do I see a guy that's like 25 years old. Those guys are usually in Chiang Mai or something like that. I mean, they seem to think Chiang Mai is the place to be, which I don't disagree with that, but I don't necessarily agree with it. I think there are plenty of places to be. And I also think that people are worried now because Thailand has begun cracking down. I got a buddy who was talking about how the Thai government has... They, you know, I think it was November or something, they instituted a new tourist visa, which was the only tourist visa that was a multiple entry tourist visa that is allowed anymore, which is a double entry, okay? A single entry, you come into the country, you got 60 days, you extend, you get another 30 days. That means you can be in Thailand for 90 days. A double entry, a multiple entry, it, you know, a multiple could be 2, 3, or 4 entries, but now they have this double entry, which is 2 entries. Well, basically, it's the first entry, and then you get one more. Okay, obviously, you got to come into the country to be able to use the visa. But some of the things that they ask for is. They want a copy of a bank statement or evidence of adequate finance for the last 6 months with a minimum balance of $7,000 every month. The name of the applicant must clearly appear on it. They want employment verification. And if you're self-employed, a business license or business registration indicating the applicant's name. And for minors, they want, that's under 20, they want copies of a mother and father's passport or ID and copies of a marriage certificate, if any. The visa processing fee is $200, which is quite a bit higher than it was when it was a double entry. So now they have cracked down on the number of tourists coming in, and that means that less people will be coming here and trying to live on tourist visas, which I understand why they did it. I don't have a problem with this. However, I do have a problem. You know, like my buddy was telling me, oh, I'm going to be here for 63 days. And I need to go. I show that I'm going to be here 63 days. I'm trying to get a tourist visa, and they won't let me have the tourist visa because it's 63 days, and it's over the 60-day period. Even though he can extend, they won't. They don't want to give him the tourist visa, and they denied him. And this was in Los Angeles. So interesting. That's interesting to see. So things are changing here. And, you know, listen, I'm not here to dissuade you from coming here, but I'm actually trying to get people to think about things and to really look at all the angles. Because there are people here that are like, oh, can I come here on an education visa? Can I get? Listen, the bottom line is this. I'll make it very simple. If you got cash, and I'm not talking about $1,000, then you can come to Thailand and stay here. All right? Now, if you got $7,000 every month in your bank account, which some people have, I mean, that's not that much money, then it's very simple to get a tourist visa. It's not a big problem. If you got $50,000, $100,000, guess what? If you're not retirement age, you might, and you really want to live here, you might want to think about buying a condo or getting a Thai elite visa. And that will make you legal for a period of time, okay, the elite visa. You can get an elite visa, I think it was, what was it, $500,000 for 5 years or $2 million for 20 years, something like that. And then there's a fee on top of that every year. So, I mean, there are ways to come here. It's not that there aren't ways to come here. It's that the people don't like the ways and what is required to go about coming into the country those ways. That's what it is. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, listen, you got to buy a condo to live here if you're under 50. People don't like that. They're like, really? All I got to my name is $50,000. I'm going to go buy a condo? I'm going to blow all my money on a condo in Pattaya? I mean, yeah, some people are willing to do that. Good on them. Now, if you're over 50, that it's quite a bit easier. Okay, in my opinion, it's easier. You know, you got to have the money. You got to be able to show the money. You got to be able to have, a few things in line. And same with the marriage visa. Get your P's and Q's set up, or get your ducks in a row. And then it's not all that difficult. But if you don't, the thing is that people don't want people immigrating to their country unless they can prove that they can provide for themselves. And that doesn't mean, oh yeah, I got this business going on, and I've got somebody taking care of it for me, and I'm going to earn $800 a month. Well, okay, but do you have a lump of cash sitting in the bank? No, I only got $3,000 to my name. Okay, I don't think you're going to be coming to Thailand and staying here forever. The other thing is that why do you want to come here to stay forever? You see, when I came here, I said to myself, I'm going to come for a year to get to know myself. I'm going to come for a year. I'm going to train in Muay Thai. I'm going to get to know myself without stress. That was my whole motivation. That and, you know, the whole adventure, and I want to see the world, okay? I knew that Thailand was a hub. I could see other places in Asia. Although, if I had it to do all over again, I might go to Japan first. I don't know. I might not have ended up where I ended up had I went to Japan. Or maybe I would be, you know, in Japan right now, and I'd be married to a Japanese girl with a bunch of Japanese kids. Who knows? Japanese-American kids. I don't know. But, you know, there are a lot of things to consider. And, you know, there are many other destinations to think about. Costa Rica's always been a good place. Ecuador is fast becoming a great place for foreigners. I just talked to my buddy yesterday about the movie that's being made there that I'm supposed to be in. It is still going to happen, maybe in June or July. And I've heard a lot of good things about the place. I just talked to another buddy who lives there now. He lives in Cuenca. He's got a furnished apartment for $700, and he says if it was unfurnished, it would be about $350. I think it's a three-bedroom. Very nice, very modern. And I think altogether, he spends between $1,500 and $2,000 a month. That's his budget. And he's living there with a woman, an Asian woman. Okay, he's got a Filipino girlfriend. So he brought her over there. And they're completely legal. And he's got this apartment. And I think he actually didn't sign a long-term lease, and that's another reason why his apartment cost his rent is higher than usual, because he wants to go to Argentina and I think Peru. Like in 2 or 3 months. So, you know, there are other options. I've heard of Uruguay and Paraguay as being good places to live. Nicaragua. But I don't really know. I mean, those are all South America, Central America. Colombia, of course, is always a place. But I've been to Colombia, and I really liked it, but I just don't know if I could live there. I just don't know if I want to live there. Nothing against Colombia. It's a beautiful place. The people were very nice. They were, you know, it was a modern city. I went to Medellin. It was fairly modern where I was, and it was very nice. I really liked it, but I just don't think I could live there. I just don't know, you know. I mean, I don't see it as one of my top places to live. There are other places I would prefer to live. I'd rather live in Malta or Portugal or the Netherlands. The problem with the Netherlands is it's in a city. I mean, you know, basically where I would be living is in a city. I probably wouldn't be living out in the country somewhere. And thus, I would be around a lot of people, and that would get on my nerves. So that is a reason why now, although I love the Netherlands, it's gone down as a place. That's one of the reasons, besides the cost and numerous other things, that have lowered it on my list of places to stay for, say, 3 months at a time or to live part-time or whatever. But Portugal, Ecuador, Spain, all of these places, well, not Greece, but it used to be Greece. All these places are places that I am constantly researching and considering. And every once in a while, a new place will pop up. I've been to Nicaragua, and I don't want to live there. Nice place, beautiful in some places, but I don't want to live there. Simple as that. I don't want to get into reasons why or anything, but... you know, and the thing is, too, is that I've always got the United States. I don't have a problem living in the United States part-time either, or even full-time. It just depends on the situation, the financial aspect of it, and what exactly I plan on doing. And, you know, in 10 or 15 years, my attitude towards living in the United States might be much different than it is now. Or to living in another country. In 10 years, who knows what Ecuador is going to be like, or Portugal, or the Netherlands. Or you just don't know. So that's something to think about, too, is the future right now is it's a bit hard to predict. I mean, it's always hard to predict, but it's a bit hard to predict in the United States because, it really depends on what are the next two or three presidents going to do. Are they going to change America for the better? Is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? Am I even going to want to live there? And what about some of these other countries? Are they going to progress and become first world? Are they going to be prohibitively expensive? There's so many things to think about that, you know, it's very difficult to predict. So I just go on how things are today. And then, you know, the bottom line is if you got the money, you got options. Yeah, I like that. If you got the cash, you got the options. You know, it's simple as that. And that goes with women, too. You got cash, you got options. I like that. It's going to be, I might have to put that on my website. An American in Bangkok. You got the cash, you got options. Anyway, I think I've rambled on long enough. Got a lot of stuff coming up. You'll be getting reports from Bali in the very near future. So, until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke D, Lat, Jerk, and Mai.